We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. I'm looking at the Philadelphia Inquirer's coverage. First of all, I don't know, you don't know, of what's going on with women's soccer teams in America, of all these owners who are essentially either sexually harassing women, underpaying, they're cruel to them. Megan Rapinoe is their source, one of the most odious athletic figures I've ever seen. I know there are other figures in Philadelphia that Philadelphia sports fans despise, Dan, but she's in my top two or three. And that whole women's soccer team thing, when they pile on that against that one team and they're doing conga lines after they scored 11 goals, they're just disgraceful. Now, they are still more prominent, better than the men's team as far as internationally. But she goes after a guy who coached the Philadelphia Independents named Paul Riley. And she goes after several other owners speaking here. But the Inquirer doesn't seem to as much mention, I'm still looking through here, one of the principal owners who is a presidential contender. This man had something to say, though, about all these allegations, and his team has been reputed to be one of the worst as far as not paying enough, as far as not being hospitable to the needs of these female professional players. Please sign in, owner of a Jersey female soccer team.
Disgusted by what I've read.
Oh,
I've not read the entirety of the report, but I've read enough of it, and it's disgusting. Completely reprehensible and completely unacceptable. Secondly, I would say that study was done by the U.S. Soccer Federation. I hope the league will get out ahead of this and will put reforms in place, put steps in place such that stuff like this can never, ever, ever happen again.
Well, why is this guy still owning a soccer team when he's absentee? They've had all kinds of problems. King Philip of New Jersey. Yet the Inquirer is not going to give us a 4 or 5 part series on that. But they love Megan Rapinoe in talking about this. And these coaches, these owners, are the problem here. Now, several of them have spoken out and say that a lot of this is untrue. It's, of course, one of the real hatchet people who probably get paid a lot to do this.
They'd have a bifold feature in the Sunday edition if this was a Republican governor.
Oh, yes, exactly right. Yet they're going after these no-names here who I have no sense of and what the – it's the Sally – what's her last name? She was the assistant attorney general. She was involved in a lot of the nonsense that went on during the Obama years. She was
– Sally Yates?
Yeah, Sally Yates. Sally Yates was the person who put together this report talking about professional soccer, women, and yet the headline is Megan Rapinoe criticizes Paul Riley, who briefly coached her on the Philadelphia's Independents. Of course, it's one obscenity after the other from Rapinoe, but nothing here, not a lot of coverage of a guy who is running for president and is right next door, and that would be Phil Murphy. What did he know? When did he know it? We played you a little bit about what he said and why he is shot. All right. There's an outfit called Harper's, Harper's Magazine. When I first started talk radio, I'm glad Michael Pekka put this up today, Dan. You'll see some good fodder out of this. each month they find these stats that are enlightening or hard to believe. Here's one. Percentage by which Trump voters are more likely than Biden voters to have donated sperm. 50%.
What?
Here's the one that got me, though. All right. Percentage increase since 2009 in the average movie score on Rotten Tomatoes, 43%, meaning that the average score has gone up 43 percentage points on Rotten Tomatoes. Have you ever, I wonder how many people listening have ever put a score up on Rotten Tomatoes for a movie. I've never done that. Have you?
No, I've never done it.
Yeah, so who are the people that, how many people do they get? Why has it gone up that people are giving more approval on Rotten Tomatoes? Just a question, just a thought. I don't use it. I use word of mouth or just my own sense of gathering information as much as I can on a movie or talking to Lou Gall or a new guy from AC or something like that, or you, if you've seen it.
30-40%, is that based on a party, or is that just in general?
In general, the average score, movie score, since 2009 on Rotten Tomatoes has gone up 43%.
The only things I can think of, first would be that Rotten Tomatoes might have front-loaded all the bad films into the system. And that way, you know, it was just bad rating after bad rating, and then as more came into the the fold, then the ratings.
They changed how they do it. Okay.
The other thing I could think of is politically. You have just time after time critic scores being so abnormally low just because of the political leaning of a...
Right, of the critics.
Of the critics, that the audience wants to reactionary kind of bump that score up because they appreciate it. You know, like the Terminal List that came out. So I could see people actually utilizing Rotten Tomatoes to try to push back against the critic reviews and... You know, bump up that score a little
bit. I'm going to find out and see, because I've never done it. I've never thought to do that. I guess it's a pushback to do it for the film you just referenced, a Jack Carr film, right?
Yeah, 855, it's a TV series,
855-839-1210. And I'm trying to think, is there a film? What's the last film I saw? The Elvis biopic, I think, is the last in-theater film I saw. I would give that about an 80. Pretty high for me.
The audience score tomatoes. For that is 77% for critics.
There you go.
And then audience is 94%.
The audience is out of line. It's not a 94%. Well, some of it is my antagonism toward Tom Hanks for a lot of different reasons. But all right, so I gave it an 80. They gave it a 94. Is that, have you seen Elvis the biopic?
I meant to watch it this past weekend. It was actually something we were
about to watch. When you see it, I don't think you're giving it a 94. It's good. It's very good. But a 94, come on.
It's very long, isn't it?
It's pretty long.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are parts of it that are incredible. And the portrayal of Colonel Parker is very good. Tom Hanks is very good at that. He really does an excellent job. And the Elvis, guy who plays Elvis, is very good. But in 94, wow. What's the rating? Is the Tom Cruise thing, did you see that?
No, I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it yet either.
Yeah.
So I think that became the most politicized, that a lot of people listening may have actually gone to Rotten Tomatoes to rank that high because they realize there's a big battle there, patriotism and Hollywood not so patriotic.
So that is 99% audience, 96% critic.
The critics gave it a 96?
96.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look, I know people think we're both. How have you two? They get me all the time. How have you not seen? I just haven't. Some antagonism to Tom Cruise.
Well, they offered it on the flight, but I'm not going to watch a show where planes are getting shot down while flying.
Yeah. I might see it just to still those voices. If you have gone on Rotten Tomatoes, I'd love to hear from you. 855-839-1210. You get on board AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210. One other quick thing this hour. Bill Devlin will be here. Now, we're doing this rally tomorrow. It just occurred to me, Dan, I have to ask Devlin about this. And look, we're such friends. He can answer it on the fly. He's not going to say I have no opinion on this. What do we make, again, of how this headline in Politico, Herschel Walker's Christian fans are unfazed by abortion revelations? So is it that people don't believe it? I think I saw him today. He was on with Hugh Hewitt, et cetera. He's not handling this great. He said if it did happen, it wouldn't be a big deal. Wait a minute. if this did happen, I think it's a big deal. And his posture's got to be, he has at various times said, look, we're all sinners, et cetera, and it's my policies that count. Now, I agree with it's the policies that count ultimately. We went through this with Trump. But I'm not saying you can just do anything, and then I just look at the policies that count. The other argument, of course, is when you look at Warnock, this guy has allegations, and I think they have a lot of good deal of credibility about beating the wife, threatening the wife, all kinds of things that would go on. So what do you do when you get into this binary situation where you got these allegations with Herschel Walker, and then you have Warnock, who has the same kind of stuff, plus he's anti-American as far as his record. I mean, he is anti-everything. Well, then it's an obvious choice. Same thing I think people are recognizing. You don't have a choice. Can anyone call and make the choice? Well, I'm just not going to vote, or I'm going to vote for something like the Libertarian, say in the case of Oz versus Fetterman. There is no choice there. It's an existential choice. You have to vote. You can't sit it out. And every way that you waste your vote, you're aiding and abetting Fetterman. The choice is so obvious, almost anyone against Fetterman. I'd have to vote for that anyone just to stop this. So get in, 855. If you are an evangelical, though, how do you square that? I think we went through this before with Trump. And it comes down to, look, deep down, Dan, I'll ask you first. You can walk the plank first. Do I think Herschel Walker did this? My answer is yes. How about you?
Yes, but it shouldn't matter.
Well, I just want to establish if you think he did it or not. Yeah, and I do too. Well, I think it does matter, but in the end, it doesn't matter enough is the way I would put it. Hannity had him the other night. I think it came down. What do you mean it doesn't matter?
I don't think it matters in the sense that you have an entire segment of voters being the Democrats that believe in rehabilitation and changing. People are able to change.
Right.
Refusing to believe that this individual who's had a multitude of different lives that he's lived might not be able to change over time.
Right.
So the fact that in the past he paid for this, and maybe his, you know, he's learned more as time has gone on, and he's become more religious, he's reconsidered that stance, and he might himself very much regret paying for it in the past, but nobody knows. And they're just running with the assumptions that, oh, look at this guy, he's a liar out there.
Well, I think he did it, but if he said he did it during this, politically, that would be really damaging.
Yeah.
So I'm even willing to give that grace, so to speak, here. Because you can't have Warnock there. And we're talking the Senate, and we're talking what's going to happen in the country. We're down to a binary choice. All right, 855-839-1210.
I mean, the guy that pulled a gun on a black person promoting like criminal justice reform and gun control, and that's nothing said in the media, but this is a nationwide story over something kind of similar.
Well, I do agree that it's a big deal here. And I think that it's, I don't think he's handling it. It's a difficult one to handle, though.
Well, what I'm saying is the media is not making a big deal about it. Like, you don't see
About Fetterman.
Yeah, right.
So why do it with Herschel Walker? But I'm wondering, do we have evangelicals? You're self-described. Are you that troubled by it you can't vote for Walker? Or do you agree that this is the same thing, essentially, that we've seen here with President Trump? We went through the same thing. And in the end, it's the policies and it's the choice that you have. It's about winning and putting those policies in for the country. We'd all rather have someone who didn't have that. Yes. But in the end, when you actually have to make a decision, it comes down to what's the best thing going forward for the future for the country. That's what it comes down to. And it's obvious it's Herschel Walker. Now, the polling indicates he has lost some support, but it doesn't seem to be significant. And I think in the end, he's going to squeak this out with Warnock. Then when you factor in the media bias, that the flaws of Warnock, for example, are not going to be talked about in any major way, then why should we have to play by that double standard and X out Herschel Walker? That's what's being said here. But I do agree that I think he did it. Whatever he's saying now, I think he did it, and I think it was pretty clear on Hannity the other night, and with Hugh Hewitt today, came closer to that. I'd love to get you in. And at the end of your call, hit us with that all-time coach. Phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210. Really like to hear from you. Don't be afraid of it. I mean, sometimes these things are complicated, and in the end, thrashing through it, I could see how evangelicals, I could see how pastors, and I'm going to ask Bill Devlin, he'll step up on this, can make a decision and say, this is reality, this is where we are. Yeah, he hasn't admitted it and asked for forgiveness and all that, but the other option is just so horribly not better that it's got to be Herschel Walker. I mean, with Trump, we went through this constantly, and people said, I don't know what you don't get. Well, they think you're being holier than thou. You're preaching all this stuff, and then you're not living up to it. And it's a ruse by the left, because they don't live up to any of the things they're talking about here. And they're just using this in order to try to keep power and keep on the agenda that is just not defensible. But first, it is time for Dom's
Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
Absolutely. Every day right around this time, we're playing for a pair of tickets to Men in Blazers Live. This Cups for You on November 25th at the Miller Theater in Philadelphia. Come revel and make World Cup memories with us as we embark on our nationwide celebration of football. This is the same day as a World Cup match of USA versus England. Dan, what's the backstory?
Yeah, we're going to tie it all in together with the sport that we're giving a prize away from and our side question for a great coach, whether real or fictional. Dom, I don't want to give it too much away about this, but a show that I brought to the table when it first came out, you started watching it, everyone around here started watching it, and then it became a cultural phenomenon, winning award after award. Today, Dom, we're going to ask, I'm going to play a little bit of a theme from a TV show, and we're going to ask for the name of the TV show that features a very, very good coach of a sport. So, today, again, we're looking for the name of this TV show. Here is a very short tidbit of the theme song. We want to hear, again, what the name of this TV show is.
But heaven knows I tried.
Don't know why that's not ringing a bell. Uh-oh.
Is that familiar at all to you?
No.
One more time?
There, yeah.
But heaven knows I tried.
The end of the theme now. We're using the beginning. It's usually beginning, but we're doing the end.
The end. Okay, that's why I'm really dirty pool throwing us off. Here's how you get in. 855-839-1210. First person in with that. You are going off to the Miller Theater. See a great event, particularly if you're into football/soccer. Maybe Megan Rapinoe will be signing autographs there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, every day, Dom's Money Melody for a great prize. Dan gave you the backstory. We're looking for this TV show. Let's hear the clue again.
But heaven knows I tried.
All right, let's go to Chris in Boyertown on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Chris, good afternoon. What's that TV show?
Good afternoon, y'all. It is from Ted Lasso.
All right. Absolutely, Chris. Nicely played. Kind of an unusual coach. We'll put Chris on hold, and he's gone off to the Men in Blazers Live, This Cup's for You, coming to Philadelphia on the very same day that the USA plays England. Okay.
Good coach, right, Ted?
Too nice
to his players, you think?
Yeah.
He's like the opposite of Tom Coughlin.
Yes. I like Tom Coughlin.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I know you
like Tom
Coughlin.
Yeah, if you're not there at 10 of when you're supposed to be there, then you're late. If the meeting's at 1 o'clock and you're not there at 12:50, you're late. I love that.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I love that guy.
I don't think Ted's, you know, coaching strategy would actually work in real life.
No.
With adults. No.
The only thing I like about the show is you lose. If you're the worst team in the league, you're out. And you got to go to AAA and they put another city in.
Yeah.
Now, I know that wouldn't work here. Oh, not in America, because it's socialism with the NFL. Can you imagine that game if it came down to it, the riot that would happen, the Eagles lose on a field goal.
And they're incredible.
They're out of the NFL and they're in a AAA, whatever that would be, and another city then gets that slot.
Like, Eagles are never the dregs of the league, though. They're never, you know, last.
Have been for a few years. They were the worst team in the league. Joe Koharik era. Yeah, that's when they threw snowballs at Santa.
I think we're safe. It's been since like '99 that we've been decent.
Oh yeah. So why not? Can you imagine? Yeah, you know. The worst might be consistently. I'm not sure if there is one.
Cleveland.
I mean, with the draft, the way it's skewed and all that stuff they let you do, Jacksonville could always be a contender. Yeah. Some of these cities that shouldn't have a team. It would be, I think, exciting. I'd love to do that, but NFL's not going to let that happen. They just put more cities in. All right, 855-839-1210. I think everybody's afraid of this Herschel Walker thing. So I'll have to ask Bill Devlin, who's coming up to talk about our support for Mark Houck tomorrow in downtown Philadelphia, at 615 Chestnut Street at 11 o'clock. That's where the federal courthouse is. You know who Mark Houck is by now. But what do you do if you are a person of faith with Herschel Walker? And the media is still trying to probe this after it didn't work with Trump. Meaning, look, I don't think Trump ever said he was redeemed or he's different now or whatever. People went with, what are we supposed to do here? Somehow or another, you have deeply flawed individuals, at least somewhat, and you're down to a binary choice. And you're looking at the policies. And in this case, with the Senate, this is coming down to, now, more people are starting to come around to my point of view. The slot that will decide who controls the U.S. Senate is going to be Pennsylvania, ultimately. I think Ron Johnson's going to win in Wisconsin. It looks like he's starting to put that away. I think Vance is going to win in Ohio. They look like the Republican in Nevada is going to win. I don't think Masters in Arizona is going to win. But Georgia, Herschel Walker still has the upper hand, it looks like, despite all this. So it comes down to Pennsylvania. And with Dr. Oz, in the end, I think he's going to overtake Fetterman. I mean, I almost want to say if we win the Senate that night, but Oz loses to Fetterman, I'm going to be crushed. I just can't take as good as it would be for talk radio. Is there anybody better fodder? Josh Shapiro doesn't give you a lot. He's ruthless. What he's going to do as governor is going to be unbelievable for the election of 2024. But Fetterman is the real deal as just how despicable progressives can be. All right, let's go to Francis here on Talk Radio 1210. Our side question today, today's National Coaches Day. Think life coach of some sort. We've had some good ones, fictional or real. Mine was a coach in Hoosiers. Let's see who Francis has. All right, Francis, good afternoon. Who's your coach?
Coach is John Wooden from UCLA, the Wizard of Westwood.
Why Wooden?
Well, he won 10 national championships, mm-hmm. 7 in a row.
He
won 88 games in a row as a college basketball coach. And he was the first person inducted to the Coaches Hall of Fame and the Players.
That's right. He was pretty good in Indiana. Yeah. And I like Dan his precision about no soap on the shower floor, sweat socks at a certain level. The guy was kind of a maniac when it came to precision, but he's the all-time college basketball. It's impossible for anybody to do what he did.
Bobby Knight, come on. Better than John.
No, well, you know, I'm a big fan of Mr. Knight. We had him on when he came out for Trump.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can't say all the excesses of Bobby Knight I agree with, but I did like his coaching style, yes. The sweater is a bit much with a gut in there. Let's see. Let's go to Michael in Wilmington, which, by the way, a couple national stories now. Wilmington is not the murder capital, and the mayor says, absolutely, they're not about defunding the police. He supports the police in Wilmington, and apparently they've made some good breakthroughs. I can't call them the murder. Fair is fair anymore. I have to come back to Philadelphia as the murder capital. Michael in Wilmington on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Michael, welcome in.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Dom. Good afternoon, Dan.
Hi.
Yeah, a couple things. Yeah, Wilmington, it hasn't changed much, believe me. It's still pretty tough, but at least that's what they say in public, you know, the officials. But anyway, my coach is Newt Rockne.
Yes. Ronald Reagan. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he
yeah,
didn't play
yeah,
Rockne. He played. He played the Gipper. Yeah.
Yes. One for the Gipper. Anyway. My comment about the Herschel Walker debacle. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I remember a buddy of mine. They weren't married, and there was a pregnancy, and he was opposed to the abortion, and had no say in it. Even in the eyes of the courts, apparently, mm-hmm. had no say to save the baby. And the girlfriend went ahead and had the abortion.
Yeah, but Walker. Now see, if that were the case, and Walker offered that up, that would be a great defense. But he's not.
Yes. Yes. I haven't heard that yet. But anyway.
But I mean, so suppose he can't. Do you believe, as I do, that he was engaged in this? And if so, what should he say that squares things up? Because he's denying it, but he's getting closer to saying it, I think.
Yes, I think you're right. But isn't that the responsible thing to pay for it? If that is indeed what happened? Don't have to tell anybody.
Well, aren't you going back? I see it. You're rope-a-doping me pretty well here. You're going back to say, well, if she's determined to get the abortion, the responsible thing a guy can do is to pay for it. I would agree with that.
Yes.
But you're letting him out. You know, if that were the case, then he should try to make that. You know what's going to happen. The woman's going to say, no, that's not the case. And then we're down that rabbit hole. That's an interesting way of looking at it, though.
Yes, and who knows who we're dealing with. Apparently, she has another child by Herschel.
Yes.
I don't know if there was a paternity test involved in that. But so who knows the character of her? But at any rate,
she's not running for the Senate, though. Thank you, Michael. I like the Newt Rockne. How does that span up, Dan? Well, the guy's got no say in this, which is pretty much true in large measure. But, man, I don't know. That's dicey of Herschel Walker offering that out there. Are people really going to vote against him because of that in the end? I don't think so. I think evangelicals, now I don't know if the minister is going to stand up there and say that, though. This is the thing. This is a test of ministers, and Bill Devlin will be with us. I think he'll comment on it. What would he tell his congregation? Wait a minute. He's listed as being in Ukraine again. Is he in Ukraine?
Oh, no, that's just from last time.
I know. That's what I'm saying. He's got to be here tomorrow. He's emceeing. Let's go to Brian in Dublin, Pennsylvania, on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Brian, how do you see the Walker thing?
Well, it's real simple. I'm a Bible-believing Christian, always have been. And when it comes right down to it, you got to vote for the freedom candidate, because if they come, like, the Democrats are going to come after your freedom of religion eventually. So whatever we can do to stop that nonsense, we got to do.
Yeah, so it comes down to it's not even Walker's policies. It's stopping guys like Warnock, right?
Exactly. Like, so I'm not enthralled with Dr. Oz, but I'm going to vote for him.
There you go.
He's a candidate that best represents my freedoms, period.
And I like how you put that. I like how you put those words. And sometimes it's such an obvious choice. And Warnock is Fetterman's still worse, maybe, emotionally, but I don't know. Warnock's right there with him. You're right. There is no other
choice.
Every
time I see Fetterman on television, I just want to vomit.
I think, yes. I think what a minister and others have to do, though, is make that case. I don't think they can gloss over this or just ignore it. It is an issue, and explain what happened with Trump. It's the same kind of thing all over again.
Exactly. Well, I always disliked Hillary Clinton vehemently, so yeah. That wasn't even a choice for me when it came down to it. And it always comes down to me for who's going to represent my freedoms the best.
And you've been consistent. Period. I like the way that you put that. That is the ultimate thing there.
I mean, in my personal life, would I find it abhorrent? Yes, I would. Would I be his friend if it came out to this thing? Maybe if I was his friend for a long time. But when it comes down to your politics and your political stance and who you're going to vote for, it's always got to be who's going to represent all of my freedoms the best, period.
That is a great mantra. It really pushes back on. All right. Do you have a coach, Brian?
Not really into sports, but my favorite coach would probably be the high school football coach when I was there at Penn Ridge, Coach Hollenbach.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I didn't play football, but he was a great guy. He ran the Christian youth athletes thing that we had at the high school. And
all right. We'll put you down as that. We'll got you for that. Thank you very much. And I agree with your stance. We'll see what Pastor Bill Devlin says. Kind of a twofer. He's here, though, because he's quarterbacking this rally for Mark Houck, and I hope you heard, and he helped me get on Patrick Breen, who'll be there tomorrow too, the Thomas More Society attorney, who was brilliant. And you heard that we shook it loose, that state troopers were there too, or at least a state trooper vehicle. Who ordered that? Who knew about that? If it's Wolf, it's like, so what? It's over. If it's Shapiro, look, I can't do the work of these Republicans. If it were me, I'd have a pack of people out there getting to the bottom of that before the election, because this was as overkill as you possibly can do. All right, Pastor Devlin, and your calls, hit us with that all-time coach. Think a little bit outside the box if you can.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Dr. Giordano's show, a longtime friend and globetrotter extraordinaire and in the center of a lot of action, Pastor Bill Devlin has put together tomorrow a rally supporting not just Mark Houck, but the whole idea of Americans are not going to take this weaponization of the FBI, the Department of Justice, and all that. What happened here? And the state of Pennsylvania with state troopers there. It's at 615 Chestnut Street, right in front of the federal building. I think a good number of people will be there tomorrow. I'm speaking at 11 o'clock, thanks to Bill being generous in that, to get back here. And I wanted to also first ask Pastor Bill Devlin, though, about the Herschel Walker situation on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, welcome back. Thanks for joining in. Bill, we've been talking about Herschel Walker, particularly with evangelicals, people of faith, deep faith. It's a bit muddled exactly what's happened here, but I believe that he did this. So what would you say if you were in the pulpit talking about this?
Yeah, and Dom, God bless you. You are one of my earthly heroes, and God bless you and your family, Ro and Dan and Maisie and your entire family. We've got an all-star lineup for tomorrow. It'll be nicely played, but related, if I was advising Herschel Walker, he says he's a Christian man, right? Mm-hmm. I would use one word. Confession. Confession is good for the soul. Hey, Herschel, if I were advising him, if you did it, you got to man up. You got to live up to your beard. Come out and just say, I did it, and I'm asking for forgiveness right now. You know, as Winston Churchill said, you cannot wrestle with a tiger when your head is in its mouth. So he's got his head inside the mouth of all of these allegations in the mouth of the tiger. So pull your head out of the tiger. The way you'll get out of this is confession. You know, we've all – the good book says, Dom, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. I remember when I ran as a pro-life Democrat for city council 22 years ago, somebody revealed that I had taken a candy bar out of a bodega when I was 6 years old. So I confessed that. And I went on to run for city council. So that's what Herschel Walker ought to do. Look, if you were involved in the taking of life of your unborn child and this woman was abused as she was by you and by the taking of the life of her of your child, confession. You have to confess. And then we as voters, okay, Walker Warnock, okay, which sounds a little bit like Warlock, but I won't go there. And we have to pray our guts out, much as many of us did, and me as a Democrat. And the only Democrat I've ever voted for is myself when I ran as a Democratic committeeman in the 61st Ward, 17th Division in the People's Republic of Philadelphia. We've got to pray our guts out and just say, God, give me wisdom, give me discernment, discretion. Herschel Walker's running as a pro-lifer. Senator Ralph Warnock, albeit a clergyman, never saw an abortion and the taking of life of an unborn child that he didn't like. So for me, if I was in Georgia, I'd be voting for Herschel Walker. I encourage other people to vote for Herschel Walker. But he needs to come out and just confess. You're right. We've all failed. This is an existential a vote, and much like we do with every candidate, right? You know, if two people agree on everything, then one of them isn't necessary. That's what I say to my wife, Nancy, all the time. So,
no, Bill, I agree with you. Plus, strategically, it would stop all this ruffling back and forth that's harming him. He would make a break over, particularly now, if this were the 11th hour right before, it's harder. But if he made a clean bill of this and moved forward, then I think the media, then you go in the face of the media. They're just biased. They're just unfair. They just want to bash evangelicals. And I think evangelicals are making, as you said, an effort here to look at the big picture. They're not condoning, but when you have binary choices, that's what you have. Now, thank God tomorrow we don't have a binary choice. Well, we do.
Yes.
Between good and, I might even say tomorrow if I get wound up, evil here, to come to a man's house with this heavily armed FBI. And, Bill, we found out, thanks to you, for getting the attorney Breen on, that they have pictures of state trooper vehicles there, meaning people, one of them in this race, Josh Shapiro, might have signed off on this.
Yeah, we don't know exactly that. But, again, when you think about it, and I'll play this whole Mark Houck thing out vis-a-vis Philadelphia, 414 murders, over 1,000 carjackings, 22,000 shell casings, and on and on and on. And we are sending out the FBI SWAT team, along with Pennsylvania State Troopers, to arrest a man who has a clean criminal record, and his wife is there of 14 years, and there's seven children. And I've talked to Mark.
So, Bill, I've got about a minute. Tomorrow, 615 Chestnut Street, all-star lineup. Federal Courthouse, yes. I lead off. You're the master of ceremonies. Kathy Barnett, the attorney for Mark Houck, one of them, Breen, and, of course, McMonagle is the other. That's an all-star lineup. What's the point tomorrow, Bill?
Yeah, it's going to be nicely played. We call it a public witness in support of Mark Houck and a prayerful presence. So we welcome everyone. I'm a Democrat. I'm going to be there. Whatever your persuasion is, we welcome you. 615 Chestnut Street, right outside on the sidewalk, U.S. Attorney's Office. We've already met with the security people. They say, hey, we're good to go. But, Dom, we're asking you to throw that famous 40-yard spiral pass that you and Dan are always.
I will bring
about.
The football down there with me. I have to loosen up for a half hour, though. Traffic. Can you close off Chestnut Street? I need only about 50 yards closed off.
Well, the Philadelphia police have been notified, but Dom, you're a headliner along with Peter Breen. We've got Kathy Barnett, all-star lineup. We also have Ashley Garrick,
yes,
who her and her two minor children, if you remember the story and your listeners
yes.
do, that they were doxxed by State Representative Brian Sims, and nothing happened out of that. In fact, maybe the FBI should show up at State Rep Brian Sims' house.
Well put, Bill. We will see you tomorrow at 11 o'clock or shortly before.
Okay, God bless, Dom. See you then.
Thank you very much. He's a former tackle, too, Brian Sims, defensive tackle. Remember that, Dan?
I do.
That's the kids and the mom, Ashley. I'll be taping all this. We'll bring it back tomorrow to the show. All right, it's time for the lightning round. Let me get in a couple of coaches here. Mark and Conchi, who do you have, Mark?
Hey, Dom.
How's
it going?
Good. Who's
Bill
your coach?
Walsh.
Bill Walsh. Yeah, Bill Walsh did very well. West Coast offense. Tom in Marlton. All right, Tom, you got an emotional one. Who's that coach?
Hey, Dom and Dan. Real quick, take Ryan tonight for the interception and keep those robots away from my pizza.
Yeah, there you go. All right, who's your coach?
We're going to go in 1980, the Miracle on Ice, Herb Brooks. Handpicked that team.
Stunned the world, made a big thing. That's back when the Russians were really a powerhouse. And I admire this woman. It's a shame, dementia. She ended up with, but who is the coach, Mike, in Hamilton?
The John Wooden of female basketball, and that would be Pat Summitt.
Yeah, except Pat Summitt was more ferocious than Johnny Wooden, and she got men's Tennessee players to play against the women in practice.
As much as I respect her, I think Gino Auriemma is the John Wooden of women's basketball.
He's won more, there's no doubt, but I like Pat Summitt better.
Yeah, she's a legendary.
He was just legendary, yes. Gino, that's not a fan of. I mean, I like his teams, but not so much.
He's got a great head of hair too.
He does. Yes. Yeah. He's gone downhill a little bit. All right. So let me hear some of the contenders at this point.
I like the out of the box answer from Joel and Jameson of Jack LaLanne, a
great
fitness
one.
Coach. Ben and Abington, even more outside the box, a more general answer of Lamaze birthing coaches. I like John Wooden as the greatest mm-hmm. coach that was probably given in real life. And then the greatest real life / fictional coach because of Miracle. I guess he's not fictional at all, but that being Herb Brooks.
Which one do you land on?
I like the way outside the box answer of Ben and Abington, the Lamaze birthing
coach.
I did.
Yeah. It was a really entertaining call too with it. Yeah, let's go with Ben and Abington. We already have tomorrow's ready to go. And today I'm ready to go into the Dom Zone, the Dom Dome. By the way, you have to watch us to see that thing Dan created for me there. It's nice handiwork. I always feature it. For Krasnerland at 4 o'clock, you watch by going to facebook.com/1210WPHD. How do you do a weekly half-hour show? How much fodder could there be? There's too much. It's Krasnerland. And as I told you, that's one of the reasons I believe, I'm told reliably, the Philadelphia Police Intelligence Unit is watching and about ready to alert the public. They're afraid those maniacs who destroyed the Wildwoods want to come to Philadelphia Friday and Saturday next week. What would Philadelphia police do? Well, John McNesby said, not much. They can't. Would that bring it to a head? I don't want that to happen. They have to do something on this. And part of it is the media should do their job. Let the public know this is there so that people will demand to know what they'll do to stop this. All right, I'll see you tomorrow, too. 615 Chestnut Street. It'll be a great event supporting Mark Houck, who is in very capable hands. That's the federal courthouse in Philadelphia. And I plan to lay out some of the things we've talked about here. Come on up and say hello. And then Sunday, over at the great Travis Mannion event, the run in Doylestown, which I think 1,000 people do that. I don't know if there's women running in baby coaches. If I see one, I might run just to put another one up on the resume. Should I bring the football tomorrow, Dan?
And will there be tears if they play Lee Greenwood?
Yeah, don't do that. I can't take it. I'm thinking of bringing the football tomorrow. I've been practicing a little bit more.
Yeah.
I think I'm up to about yards.
Yeah, 45 now?
Yes, but you might want to come in my stead. You did throw 40 easily.
Yeah.
With no shoes. That's a nice touch.
Took off the sandals.
All right. Follow on Twitter until tomorrow at Dom Show 1210 at Dom Show 1210. Rich Cioli is next with his crew here of Matt and Henry in the house today. And we'll tomorrow talk to a lot of great people. I think Pastor Bill Devlin hit it best about how Herschel Walker ought to approach this. It'll come out well if he does it. If he hems and haws any bit more, it's giving aid and comfort to Warnock, who is the Fetterman of Georgia. Follow on Twitter at Dom Show 1210 here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.